fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales.
Welcome to Contractor Sales Podcast on the Contractor Fight. I almost said Derek, the Contractor Sales Academy Podcast, because that was our old show with this.
I heard it. I literally heard it in my ears. Yeah. I was like, I'll just assume you're going to say it.
So those who don't know, we used to have the fight, and we had a Sales Academy Podcast, and had almost, I don't know, it was around 200 episodes or something. So between the two, we got 800 and something episodes. And sometimes you just go on autopilot and say the thing that you say, and that's what I just did. But anyway, it's a Contractor Fight Podcast Sales Edition. Steve's on a boat with no Wi-Fi. Nor would I even really want him on the podcast when he's on a boat. Like, you're on a boat, have a good time. Don't record a fucking podcast.
No,
like,
no.
You know? Because his message is like, yeah, sorry, I can't make it. I don't have Wi-Fi. And he's like, you'd think they give you Wi-Fi on a boat when you pay 50 grand, you know, but anyway.
And I liked your comment. He's like, I thought you'd be on a better boat.
Yeah.
it's like come on, Steve.
Cheap package.
Yeah. What are you doing, Steve? You can afford a better boat. No, come on.
That's good. He's out goofing off and stuff like that. So you sent a message today about our topic. Why don't you tee it up for us? Let's dig in.
It's just kind of relative to the conversations that have been had and just understanding the dynamic and just going deeper. And it is all relative to sales in so many ways. It's just give attention to the things that you want more of, right? Like, and what it spawned for me is, and I try to think about this a lot, is how am I showing up around my team, my family, my friends, and anything relative? When I come around, are they ducking and running away? Or are they stoked that I'm there?
Yeah.
And obviously, we want them to be stoked, but there's a lot to do with that with your team and your sales team and your current team for upsells. So it's all sales relative. You know, and that's so what I try to do personally, and man, it's not normal, I think, for me and probably most contractors. We just show up and see the really bad things. We don't show up and see all the awesome stuff. That's all like our reticular activation system, for whatever reason, just focuses right on that hammered shit sitting on the patio instead of, you know, all the awesome stuff. So what are some of the things that you've done, Tom, for your team, your people, to literally show up and they're stoked that Tom's here, not, oh, shit, here's Tom again.
Yeah, well, there was a time that I would show up on a job site and I still had a lot of the Marine Corps in me, and I still do. I was fresh out of the Marine Corps, and I would show up with this intense demeanor, you know, because you know me, I'm all about the mission. Let's fucking plant our flag and be on the attack. And I truly, this morning, when I texted you thinking our podcast recording was an hour earlier today, and I was like, hey, I'm going to be a few minutes late because I was on a call. I was getting coached by somebody. And one of the things that she was telling me, and we were going over, was enjoying the moment more. That's something I'm working on, and having more fun and enjoying the ride and all those things.
Good luck.
So I know, man. and I get intense because, okay, I go, okay, we had a win, but no shit, we had a win. I expect us to have a win. So let's have another win. So I don't take a moment to enjoy the win. And the point is if you're not careful with your team, like I was a long time ago, and from time to time still do this, they get the sense that I'm never happy with anything, because you just show up and I'm always, it's not like I'm showing up with a critical mind going, you're all fucking lazy, you didn't hit your upsell goal or whatever it is. It's, I expect us to win. So we won, let's win again and let's hit that next level. So it's like the intentions are good because I don't want to get comfortable. So what I had to do is I used to get out of my truck. I'd pull up to a job, and I would look in the mirror and I would smile at myself and I would go, you're going to go out and I would say this out loud, you're going to get out of the truck and you're going to go up to the crew and you're going to shake their hands and smile and say, it's good to see you. And like literally remedial shit here, like people 101. And so that is one thing. And then another thing was we used to have these company meetings, dude, where we'd get together. I know a lot of guys struggle having meetings. They get together and it somehow turns into a bitch fest. Mm-hmm. Like, this job we got hosed on and we didn't hit this goal and blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to come to a meeting like that. So what we started doing was, let's recognize the good shit and knowing that the more you put attention on the good stuff, the more likely it's going to happen. And that's where this phrase of, you know, I heard 15 years ago or something, you know, you reward the behavior that you want more of. So if you, you know, if a guy is upsells a job and it's, I don't know, I mean, like when I was a painting contractor, I had a guy upsell a bathroom ceiling for like $50 once, right? That's not game changing money. But I went in and I was like, he was in the office. It was his first upsell and he hadn't sold one in a while or whatever. And I was like, dude, great job. And everybody, all my other crew leaders like clapped for the guy and we gave him like a gas card for probably $50 or whatever the hell it was.
Sure.
But the point was, is that created some momentum and he was looking for more opportunities. He ended up being somebody that, you know, had a lot of those upsells where a lot of people, they bitch when all you do as a leader is you point to the things they're not doing. And mm-hmm. I think that just brings more attention to it. So it's like you with your parking spaces. You know, if you think I'm not going to get a front, you know, this is so crazy for those who don't know, Derek always gets a front row spot when he parks because you put your attention on that. And I don't know how that shit yeah. works, but it does.
It's everything. I mean, it's truly the parking space is just one analogy, one example. It's really everything. And we have to, what I've been doing a lot lately, Tom, is I'm like, when I'm frustrated and just, I'm pissed off, I'm finally able to start shifting and going, what's going on? There's something driving this. And like, really, what is driving this? It's not just, I can't just be randomly pissed. And it's never really the first thing. It's just, that's the catalyst. That's just what set it off. So I'm just really trying to sit in the frustration, just reflect for a minute. And what I think a lot of is going on, and I think with a lot of people, so this is kind of the sales side and the training and just the rewarding the behavior, is most people are just not being trained well. Most people don't know what's going on. They don't know what to do. It's very hard for them to have any onus in it because they're basically just being told. They're not like, and this is a weird example, and this is some of where it comes from, is my wife has this bag. I think it's called like a bog bag, and all the ladies would know, and probably a lot of guys already know because their wives are buying this bag. And if Lee doesn't have one, you got to get her one. But it's basically like an open backpack is the best way I can explain it. It stays pretty sturdy and you can shove a lot of shit in there. Well, it's like a magic thing for the kids. Like randomly, mom has everything that the kids could possibly need. And it annoys me a lot of times because, you know, I have to mm-hmm. pick it up, move it around. Well, today, a water bottle spilt in it. So literally I had to unpack the thing and I'm seeing all this stuff. And it's like, well, this makes sense. These snacks are here. These water bottles are here. Why does she have a plastic bag? Why does she have a trash bag in here? And it's like, there's a towel. And I'm going through all this stuff and it starts making sense. So I clean it up and I'm starting to put stuff back in it. So now I'm involved in it, right? It's like, okay, this is starting. Like, wow, we need a couple more water bottles. And why do we not have a banana here? Because there needs to be other things. And now I'm stoked about the bag. I'm not pissed about it because I could go on and on. This bag has been a form of contention for about 6 weeks now. but today, it just made sense. And it pulled. So where does this all go? She literally comes up and goes, dude, nice job packing the bag. Whether she did it on purpose or not, all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, yeah, hell yeah. This is my bag now. Like, let me put some more shit in here. So, you know, that's what we have to do with the team.
That was code for, I want to have sex with you. That's how I heard it. So
oh, yeah, for sure. I think that was, yeah. I missed that opportunity, huh? Damn it. Should have realized.
No, you get more what you focus on, right? You
that's
get more
it. What you that's focus it. On. So. Damn it. That's right. So if you dig yeah. into that, unpack it, repack it, that's what we have to do with our teams. We have to recognize them doing things that we don't necessarily appreciate, that we don't necessarily have onus in, because they're in the field, they're getting things done for us. So if we can look at that bigger picture and show up on that job and look for that bag that they've packed and packed well and acknowledge that. And then did you train them to do it that way? Or did they do it and it just makes sense? And now that's something you can implement in your company and then you can show other people, because it's, and I just saw it, it was on ZipRecruiter. I had a couple people apply and one of them, basically they just said, I want to be trained well. I want to know what my job title is going to be, and I want to know what direction I'm going to be able to go in. And we talk about those things in our company, but man, if we could really implement that and give some attaboys within it, because we're training our leaders and we want them to, I mean, obviously if we could hire a high I, high D, high C, high S, it'd be great. You know, from the disc profile, you could have like the perfect of the perfect. So it just goes so far to just consciously acknowledge people for doing good things. And when you see them doing good things, see how you could implement that into your processes. Because if it's working, don't mess with it. Just encourage it. And then you'll get more of it. And then in return, you keep showing up on these jobs and they're going to be stoked that you're there. And Charlie Ross is really good at this. You know, I've seen posts where he's, and I've taken it from him, where you show up with a cup of coffee with $100 bill stuck in it, you know, a little sleeve, and just, you know, tell him, hey, here's a cup of coffee, doing a great job. Way to go. You know, he regularly brings donuts and snacks and smoothies and things. So when Charlie shows up to a job site, they're probably pretty stoked that Charlie's there. He's always bringing food.
Yeah. Food or money. And the flip side applies too, right? If all you do is, reward's the wrong word, but acknowledge the shit when they fuck up, you know, you're going to get more of that as well. And so I think this is huge for anybody, whether it's sales. Like, I mean, it's so funny how today is playing out, man, because you're on the Morning Mojo thing. And I sent that Morning Mojo message today, and that was all about having clarity around what you want. And I got on this coaching call that I mentioned earlier, and it certainly wasn't my intention, but the conversation led to me putting my focus more on the emotional state that I want, is where she took it. And she wasn't as part of that Morning Mojo. And then today you shoot the message about the topic today. And it's just funny how everything is connected, you know, to really having clarity around what we want, what we don't want, and putting our attention on those things, if that makes sense. I've probably just confused everybody, but it's like, you know,
very clear.
So dude, one of the things I said here, and I guess this applies to everybody with their business, our biggest issue in the contractor fight right now, just from a business point of view, we don't have enough eyeballs. Okay. There's millions of contractors, and most of them don't know we exist, even though we're the number one podcast in the world, got a big YouTube channel, all that stuff we do. We do a ton. And we're barely making a scratch. And I said something like that on this coaching call today. And I said, it pisses me off because aside from the business results we get people, we get messages like, you saved my marriage. You know, dude, I had a conversation with a guy a couple of weeks ago, I don't think I've told you yet, where he's like, he was contemplating suicide and found one of our videos a couple of years ago. And now he's in our community, like shit like this. And I look at that, and as grateful as I am for it, I'm like, okay, that's great. We're having an impact, but God damn it, why the fuck aren't we getting more eyeballs? Right. And so, like, you know me enough to know that I'm just competitive as shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so she says to me, she goes, well, how's that make you feel when you see those messages? And I told her, guys, this has a point with what we're talking about, so hang with me. I'm actually just connecting all the dots right in front of everybody right now. She says, well, what if you took some time each morning and read through a few of those messages that you get through the years for 5 minutes and just be grateful for that impact? And she's like, I bet you more of that'll show up and you'll have a bigger impact without trying to will it to happen. And so my point here for everybody with your business, and Derek, you've been really good at this, is kind of like your parking spot thing. You're steady Eddie, and I mean that in a good way. Like you're like, hey, we need more business, so I'm just going to think about more business.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just going to shoot a video and I'm going to put it out there, and shit just kind of flows in. And I'm the one that's going, no, I got to push the rock up to the top of the peak here. You know, I got to work my ass off to get more business. That's how I'm naturally wired. So I've been trying to shift that, become more like you in that area. And that's what this call today was about, was she was like, dude, be in the emotion of enjoyment of what it feels like for you and your team to get those messages. And just put that on the front of your radar every day. And she's like, I bet you more of it shows up. You're gonna reach millions of people.
You literally just said, I got to work my ass off to get more business. So yeah, you're going to have to work your ass off, or you could just be like, I'm just going to just be steady Eddie and get more business. But it's all relative. You can't possibly expect you to shift to that. But I think it's relative. There's something about just going, it's already shown up. It's yep, here. We're just doing what we need to do. But that's where the consistency comes in. The whole secret thing, and I've done deep dives on it years ago and understand it. But the one thing I have figured out is whatever we focus on, that's what we're going to get. So if we want more good, we focus on the good, then it gets into the reward, the good, and we get more of it because we reward, you know, with kids, I'm not going to reward bad behavior, not going to do it. Yet most parents do because you get frustrated and the kid figures it out. So you just give him the iPad to shut up. And he's like, oh, if I just throw a fit, I get the iPad. Okay, I'll keep doing that.
I don't know that one.
If you're a window installer, you deserve a simple choice. Anderson 400 series windows. They're the windows contractors trust the most based on a 2022 survey of U.S. contractors, probably because they have fewer callbacks and extra peace of mind. And thanks to shortened lead times, they're available faster. At the Contractor Fight, we like to highlight companies and products who have a track record of delivering high quality and service to contractors, like Anderson 400 series windows. Request a quote today at AndersonWindows.com.
Yeah, so hopefully this makes sense for everybody that you reward the behavior you want more of. And so in my case, or anyone's case that's listening, maybe somebody right now is going, you know, my sales are way down. Focus on those emotions and those feelings of the people that you've helped, and, you know, put that at the front of your consciousness instead of the lack of business, and chances are good shit's going to show up. And this is more your department than mine, but I'm trying to tie it together for everybody here.
But it's real. So this is where this whole thing comes into the motive. And this is as I sit in when I'm frustrated, like, what's going on? What does the other person want? I'm realizing that when you're in the motive and you learn how to ask the right questions, because it's key. You can't just wing this. I mean, I did for the longest time, and now I'm starting to really understand certain questions to ask. And this is where you're rewarding the behavior that you want. So when the customer starts going, this is where you learn to ask the questions and say, hey, go a little deeper. Tell me a little bit more about that. Because now they're going, oh, he likes what I'm saying. He appreciates what I'm saying. And they do open up. So you start, and it's like there's three layers to this stuff. It's like first is kind of the steering wheel, if you will, like it just kind of starts, and then you're starting to understand it, and then you're kind of driving it, and it gets a little deeper. If you could just ask those questions and just get them to go deeper and have restraint enough to let them, and by being quiet and telling them that they're doing a good job within it, going, oh, wow, like, that's amazing, or never really thought of it that way. That's a great idea. Oh, how are you doing that? Oh, I could see how that is really frustrating. That must be a pain in the ass. And I'm telling you, that's all the reward. And what it's doing is allowing them to open and open and open and open. And then they give you the full view. And then if you've done your homework, if you've ran your numbers and you understand your process, you put it all together, you can share with them what's going to happen next. And then at that point, this is where it really takes them off of the street, because now you went so much deeper than anybody else, and you pulled stuff out of them that they never even knew what was really driving it, because most people don't, because there's so much noise, that static, the old TVs, right? A lot of you kids don't even know what the hell that is, the old static on the TV. That's what I think a lot of people are hearing. And when you allow that frequency to open up, this is where the training comes in. You have to know what to do with it. And this is where the battleground comes in. This is where the whole thing comes in. You learn this stuff when they share, when they finally open up, you're going to find yourself not even knowing what to do. And you're like, shit, that actually worked, but I don't know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know these other things, you got it.
Well, I hope everyone heard what you just said there, because you're rewarding the openness of your prospect.
Yep.
And what do most contractors do, most salespeople, when somebody starts to open up, we pounce on it, right? We start running our mouth. We don't shut the fuck up like we always talk about, or we don't peel things back. And we just try to offer some solution and barf on them how smart we are, instead of going, man, that's really interesting. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, can you dig into that a little more with me? you're rewarding that behavior, and they're going to give you more of that, and they're going to walk you right down to the bank and cash the fucking check, because you're going to be the only person that they feel has really heard them and connected with them and understands where they want to go with the project, and they're going to pay you to do it because of the value being so high. This is how, and Derek, you know this all the time. You see these posts. How do I show my value to somebody before they hire me? Right? This is one of those ways.
Yep. Yep. And it's tied into that. What happens is most people are so used to having an opportunity, maybe, or they tried at some point to open up to someone. And usually what happens when someone opens up and says, hey, I have this problem, the other person typically turns it back around on them and actually lashes out a little bit and attacks them and goes, well, I'm glad you're realizing that now, but this is actually what you've been doing. And then they start beating on you. And so most people don't want to share. So when you open this up, and it doesn't, this is what's so amazing. We want to share and be liked so much that it only takes just like a few seconds of someone just going, hey, it's okay. And they can't help themselves. And then if you keep going, hey, it's still okay, they go deeper and, hey, it's okay. I'm not going to turn this around on you. I'm not going to tell you you're an idiot for not picking up that shit in your yard, and that's why we have this big problem. I'm not going to tell you you're an idiot because you didn't do the maintenance on that thing. That's why your porch fell off. You don't do that. You just ride with them because we're so conditioned from little bitty kids. And I'm relating to this so much because I have a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old. I'm in a relationship around people and just how I'm really starting to listen and hearing shit that I don't even want to hear half the time. But I have to go, okay, this is what's real. And when you get in there real deep and people start sharing some crazy shit with you still got to hang on and go, you're doing a good job, without saying you're doing a good job. It's just more of, wow, tell me more. And then when they're exhausted, that's it. That's really it. Now they have to be able to afford it. That's the reality of it. That's why we don't run out to see people that were never going to hire us in the first place. We understand all this shit. And we have to go into some things like, hey, this is a line that you've used so many times, Tom. We're having the same conversation on this phone right now. Now we're in the space. We're having that same conversation. What's going to happen next? Or are we going to swap paperwork? Or we have all the word drives, you know? But that's, I know this stuff starts to sound redundant. And I know we've shared a likeness to this so many times on this podcast. In my mind, I'm really starting to understand the granular side of allowing people to go deeper by not attacking them.
You know, that resonates. I'm being flashed back or transported back almost 20 years when there was a time when people would be like, oh, you're too much money, or this or that, or they'd, you know, whatever. And I remember I was like borderline lecturing their wisdom on choosing another company. And like, trying to make my case for why they were making a bad decision. I know a lot of contractors, a lot of salespeople do that. And looking back, I probably could have salvaged a lot of those sales had I approached it the way we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You know, with empathy and just questions and shutting my mouth and not justifying and defending and all those things that we typically do.
Yeah. Those, when they come up, you know, it's like, well, maybe possibly I am. I don't know. Let's talk about it a little bit. And who knows? They may convince themselves and talk them into it, or they may share enough information with you where you go, you know what? I think you are right. I am really expensive. Mm-hmm. So maybe it doesn't make sense. But it's so hard to do this. It's so, man, the pounce thing is such a key thing, because it's just like, I know what to say. I know what to do. I know what to do. It's just like, no. Stay in it. I don't want to stay in it. I want to shut them up. I'm tired of listening to people. I want to talk about myself.
I know the answer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, big takeaway here for everybody, guys. Listen, put a positive light on the things that you want more of. The customer's opening up to you, put a positive light on that. Your team does something good, you know, point that out. Don't be the guy that, or the woman that you ripping on your team or whatever for fucking something up is not the norm, right? Like, you know, and I hate this example because it's lame, but like, you know, how many love deposits are you making, right? Or compliment deposits, or what do you want to talk about? Like 10 to 1, you know, for every time you're ripping on people, you should be lifting them up 5 to 10 times, you know, because that makes it that much easier when you have to point something out to them, they feel secure in the relationship. You know, I'm mainly talking about our team here, our kids, or whatever it might be, you guys, where, you know, if the norm is you're showing up, you're going, man, you guys did a great job on that waterfall. And man, I really like how the job site looks today, guys. I really appreciate it. Well, like, you just become that person that shines a light on the good they're doing. Because Derek, you know, the world as we know it, in most cases, just points a light on all the things we fuck up all the time. Because that's easier to do anyway. You know?
So easy.
So that's my big takeaway here today. How about you? Anything else?
So let's tie it up. Let's put a bow on it right here. So it's the law of reciprocity. And this is the reward system that happens when you do this. So it can be selfish. You reward the people with positivity, and you reward the people with love, you reward the people with acknowledgement. And what's gonna happen? You have to do it long enough though. You can't, this is a long game scenario. You do it long enough and eventually mm-hmm. it'll start coming to you. You'll start receiving that because, you know, I always say this, Tom, it's the imaginary sign that everybody's wearing around their neck. Make me feel important. You're going to make them feel important. You're going to make them feel good. And eventually they're going to make you feel good, whether it's them doing a good job. But what's really going to happen, they're going to start giving you accolades that you're a kick-ass boss, that you run a mm-hmm. kick-ass company, that you have a kick-ass culture. And then that's where this thing literally is going to explode and grow and grow and grow, because you're giving all the love and it's going to come, all the love's going to come back, because all you hard-ass contractors, I used to be one, you keep giving that hard-ass approach. Well, that's what you're going to get back.
Yeah, that's gold. That is gold. And I'm glad you brought up the long game here, the patience, because you don't compliment your team one time and get what you want every time, right? It has to be a habit. And who, and not just a habit, like I'm checking a box, but like, you know, I had some clients in town a few weeks ago and I asked the question, it was similar to this, Derek. I had everybody write down a word or two, what word they think of when I say love. And there were things like commitment and, you know, unconditional or whatever it was. And I said, what if you showed up that way with your team every day? What if that's just who you were? And this doesn't mean you let everything slide and this and that, because there's accountability and love too. Sometimes there's some tough love and whatever. But like, and it really was like eye-opening, because people were like, shit, if I became that type of person, it's amazing the type of culture I would build. Mm-hmm. You know, and we get that all the time, man. People are like, it's a big conversation in Battleground now. There's people asking all these questions about culture, you know, and because they're realizing that how obviously important that is. But they're like, I just can't seem to build this great culture. I don't know what kind of culture I want to. I don't even know what it means to develop a culture. And for me, one of the definitions of culture is the intersection between what I expect and what I tolerate. You know, I expect this to be a place where we're accountable. I expect this to be a place where, you know, we independently do our jobs with a go for it mindset. It's the type of place where we have each other's back. I mean, we could go on for days on what that means, but do I tolerate other behavior or not? You know, and we have to model that as a leader too. So, I mean, all these things, we could talk another hour on that fucking point.
Yeah.
What we model.
But that's the crux of it is with love, and I know love all the time just doesn't, it's just not nearly as cool as just being a hard ass. And it makes you sound like you're soft, but you can do it in ways. When you create that dynamic, it gets infectious and it spreads. And then next thing you know, the people on your team are going to promote it. It fixes a customer experience because now your team experiences is fixed and people are drawn to it. And then it just develops. I mean, our mantra, you know, in our company is we cultivate happiness. And it's just, you have to be happy here. If you're not, we figure out why and we figure it out. And it's just, that is our whole push. You got to be happy here. You can't come here and have a resting bitch face. It's just not going to work in our job. It just doesn't. Imagine that walk in the garden center and then you have the RBF. You know, that's not cool.
Yeah. You got happiness pasted all over the garden center on signage and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you get all these crabby people walking around. Yeah. That's a problem.
No, so. It's people love to come there because pretty happy.
Well, good shit, man. Well, everybody, come hang out with us in Denver. We've still got a few tickets available for Mile High Profit Summit. Go to thecontractorfight.com/MHPS. Hang with Derek and I. Back day one, you, me, and Steve are kicking off with some sessions that are they're going to rattle the room. That's all I can say.
There you go. We're going to light it up.
We are going to light it up on day one. We got a couple other really cool things happening. Great other speakers and this and that I just signed the contract on, the final one. So now I can announce it. So I'll be doing that soon. And awesome. Everything's coming together, man. The evil plan is coming together. No, it's not an evil plan, but it's a good plan. But no, I'm excited because, dude, I think something like, I'm just going to brag on what we've created here over the past few years. Like, you come to our events, you guys, what's different about them is the love and the relationships and the depth. Like, I hear it over and over. I mean, we've had events where I haven't done dick but show up, and I've barely opened my mouth at the event. So I'm not talking like I'm on stage or whatever, some of our sales training events and stuff. And I still hear people are like, man, this was like a life event, not a sales event. This was a, you know, help me be a better husband or spouse or father or son or whatever it might be, better leader. That's what I'm proud of, is the depth that we have at our events. And I think that's a, what do you call it in the official marketing world? A competitive edge, a USP, unique selling proposition, all that fancy marketing talk. But guys, listen, business is, it's fucking math and it's marketing messaging and things like that. But I think when you can nail the depth, the way we've been able to pull that together and the culture that we've built here in the fight, our community and the type of people, not just us, obviously, but like our members and just how they show up and that heart to give to others and mentor others and, you know, be a place for people to lean on. That's what I'm most excited for. So if you haven't been to one of our events, or you have and yet you're on the fence about this one, get your ass to Denver. You won't regret it. We got a lot of good stuff happening. So go to the link I shared, and it's probably in the show notes too.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
Me too. All right, man. Appreciate y'all. Give us a rating, review, share this with another contractor, and we'll see you guys next time on the
Fire Guys.